All right, let's dive into the world of Sadie Robertson Huff.
Sounds good.
You know, she's kind of stepped out of the Duck Dynasty spotlight
Yeah.
into like a whole new world of being a Christian influencer.
Right.
So we're going to explore that, how she's built a brand and really uses her faith.
It is really fascinating how she made that transition from reality TV to being this prominent voice for young Christians today.
Yeah.
It's more than just a career change. You know, it's
Yeah.
really about like aligning her work with her beliefs.
Yeah, it's not just about fame for her.
No.
Okay, so Duck Dynasty,
Huge show.
big show. It put her in the spotlight at a pretty young age.
Yeah, really young.
Did the sources talk about how that shaped her?
Well, they talk about the pressures of growing up with that kind of fame.
Yeah.
I mean, cameras on you all the time,
Right.
family stuff out there for everyone to see.
It's a lot.
Oh, tons, especially as a teenager.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how anyone comes out of that like rounded.
Right.
You know what's interesting though?
What's that?
Even back then, her faith was so clear.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a guide for her.
Definitely, even in those early Duck Dynasty days.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that's why she made the choices she did later.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like when the show ended, she didn't go the typical Hollywood route.
She didn't.
She went for faith-based stuff.
Right.
Her book, Live Original, is a good example.
Okay, let's talk about that book.
Yeah.
It came out in 2014, right?
Yeah, 14.
And it was big.
It was.
So, what do you think made it such a success? Besides her being famous already, of course.
Well, the timing was probably a factor.
Okay.
She was like late teens when it came out,
Right.
and so were a lot of her fans.
Same age.
Yeah, dealing with the same stuff, like who am I? What's my purpose?
Right.
And the book wasn't preachy. It
Okay.
felt real, down to earth,
Right.
all through the lens of her faith.
I can see why that worked.
Yeah.
It's like she was saying, hey, I'm figuring it out too. And here's how faith helps me.
Not a sermon.
No, more like a friend talking,
Definitely.
which is probably good for some young people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And she talked about her own struggles too, right?
She did. It made it authentic.
Not just presenting this perfect life.
No, it's real.
It's messy.
Yeah, and finding strength in your beliefs.
It's her being vulnerable that people connect with, I think.
I agree.
And speaking of connecting, she didn't just write.
No.
She got out there, spoke at events.
Conferences, all sorts of things.
Right.
There's something about that face to face, you know?
Yeah.
It's different from reading a book.
It's her energy.
Yeah,
You can feel it.
totally.
And imagine being someone her age, seeing her up there.
Been through the same stuff.
And she's talking about her faith so strong.
It's inspiring.
Yeah, especially if you're questioning things.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling lost.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't all feel-good stuff, neither.
No, not at all.
The sources talk about her advocating for mental health and being open about her anxiety.
Which is huge.
It is, adds another layer to her message.
It does.
It's so important, especially now.
With so many young people struggling.
Yeah, it makes it normal to talk about it.
Exactly.
Breaks the stigma.
Shows you can have faith and still struggle,
Right.
and that it's okay.
To not be okay,
Exactly.
to ask for help.
To lean on your faith.
Yeah, your
Yeah.
support system when things are rough.
Thumper Borton.
Okay, so we have this foundation of authenticity,
Yeah.
vulnerability,
Definitely.
but let's be real. Today, it's all about social media.
Oh, absolutely.
And Sadie, she's built this huge online presence,
She has.
but she's not just posting pretty pictures.
No, there's strategy there,
Right.
like her Instagram.
Okay.
It's a mix of personal stuff and inspirational stuff. You can
Right.
see her life, family, trips, but it's all woven together with positivity, faith, self-love.
It's carefully done,
It is.
but it still feels real.
It does.
You nailed it. It feels genuine. And that's why she's got such loyal followers, I
I
think.
think so too.
It's not about being perfect online. It's
No.
about being relatable,
Yeah.
showing your flaws, letting people see the real you.
Even the messy parts.
Exactly.
That's what connects.
Yeah, it does. And she doesn't just use Instagram,
Nope.
YouTube too,
Oh, yeah, big time.
where she kind of goes deeper into
Yeah,
things
it's like a whole other
with
level.
her.
Longer videos, vlogs, those Q&A things, even interviews
Okay.
with like other big names.
So it's not just her talking.
No, it's more like conversations
Yeah, get it.
about faith, relationships, you
That
know,
kind of stuff.
yeah, deeper stuff, building community.
It's smart to use the different platforms like that.
Oh, yeah, she's reaching so many people.
And then there's TikTok.
Can't forget TikTok,
Right.
reaching a whole different crowd there.
Younger.
Way younger, yeah.
But still with the faith message mixed in.
It's impressive how she adapts.
Yeah, it is.
Like, she gets how each platform works.
Right.
Not just the same stuff everywhere.
No, she switches it up.
Exactly. She's genuine, wants to connect.
Okay, so we've got the books, the speaking, the social media, but she's gone further.
She has.
Built a whole brand.
A real brand.
Like merch, collaborations, the works.
That's where you see how good she is at business.
Okay.
Taking her message and making it like actual products.
Right, right.
Her clothing line is a perfect example.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this.
Stylish, trendy.
It is.
But with those little faith touches.
For her audience.
Totally. It's like wearing your beliefs.
Literally.
And it's not just clothes.
No.
She works with brands that, you know, have the same values.
Okay.
Reaching even more people.
And making cool stuff.
Not just basic merch.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Totally. Spreading her message, but also building a career.
A smart move.
It shows she's in it for the long haul.
Right. She's thinking ahead.
Yeah. Not just a quick thing.
But, you know, it's easy to focus on the success and forget it's not always easy.
Of course not. No one's life is perfect.
The sources mention some challenges she's faced.
Oh, yeah.
Being so public, it comes with pressure.
Tons of pressure.
People judging you all the time.
All the time. And yeah. The lack of privacy.
It's got to be tough.
Especially for someone like her.
Who values family, faith so much.
Exactly. It's a constant balancing act.
Trying to live your beliefs.
But also in this crazy world of fame and online stuff.
Right. And then she's been open about her anxiety, too.
Which is so brave.
It is. It breaks down that whole perfect image.
That social media pushes.
Yeah. Shows it's okay to be human.
To have flaws, struggles.
Makes her so much more relatable.
Oh, yeah. She's not just preaching.
Right. She's right there with you.
Sharing the ups and downs.
And that's powerful.
So powerful.
Okay. So she's dealt with these challenges.
Uh-huh.
But what about the future?
Yeah. What's next?
What did the sources say about where she's headed?
Well, it seems she wants to reach even more people.
Okay.
Especially young women. Mm. She's talked about making more resources.
Like what?
Books, podcasts, maybe even workshops.
Wow.
To help guide people, you know.
Yeah, their faith journey.
Yeah, and personal growth stuff.
Like she's going beyond just being an influencer.
Right. She wants to make a real difference.
Using her platform to create change.
Exactly. And she's passionate about it.
And she's got the track record.
She does.
I think she'll do great things.
I agree. She connects with people.
Inspires them.
Motivates them to live with purpose.
It's really cool to see.
It is. Someone so young doing so much good.
So wrapping up this part,
mm-hmm.
What are your big takeaways from Sadie Robertson Huff?
That's a good question.
What makes her approach to faith and influence so, like, effective?
I think it's that she's so authentic. Like, in a world where everyone's trying to be perfect online.
Yeah, it's all curated.
She's just real.
She is.
She's not afraid to show her flaws, you know?
Yeah.
Talk about her struggle.
Not just the good stuff.
Exactly, and people relate to that.
Yeah, it cuts through the noise.
You're right. Authenticity is huge.
Especially now.
And everything feels fake.
And she's so good at...
At what?
At weaving her faith into her content.
Yeah.
But not in a preachy way.
No, not at all.
It's subtle.
Yeah, she doesn't alienate people.
Even if they don't share her beliefs.
But she stays true to herself.
It's a tricky balance.
It is.
But she nails it.
I think it's because she's not, like, telling people what to think.
Yeah.
It's more like an invitation.
To a conversation.
Right. Come and explore with me.
Find your own way.
Exactly. She's not forcing anything.
Yeah.
Just sharing her experience.
How faith has helped her.
Yeah. It's refreshing.
Not judgmental.
Inclusive. Empowering.
Yeah. I like that.
Me too.
Okay. So to sum up, Sadie Robertson Huff, her story shows how powerful authenticity is.
Absolutely.
Vulnerability.
And a real desire to do good.
Right. She's shown you can be successful.
And still stick to your values.
True influence comes from connecting with people.
On a human level.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it's all about.
And that's a message for everyone.
It is.
No matter your age, background, beliefs.
Absolutely. It's universal.
Yeah, it really is a powerful message.
And she's done it while, you know, dealing with all the pitfalls of fame.
Right.
And social media.
It's easy to get swept up in all that.
So easy. Especially when you're in the spotlight so young.
To, like, lose yourself.
Totally.
Yeah.
But she seems to have this inner strength.
Yeah, she's grounded.
Definitely.
It's like she uses her platform to share her message, but it doesn't control her.
Right. She's in the world, but not of it.
Exactly.
It makes you think, how does she fit into this whole world of Christian influencers?
Oh, that's a good point.
It's a whole landscape.
She's part of this new generation, right?
Yeah, using social media in a different way.
It's not like the old way of doing things.
No, not fire and brimstone.
No, it's more approachable. Yeah, they're meeting people where they are.
Using the same language, the same tools.
It makes it more accessible.
Definitely.
And Sadie does it with such grace, you know?
Yeah, she's so humble.
Not afraid to admit she's not perfect.
Talks about her doubts, her struggles.
Shows that faith isn't about being perfect.
Right. It's about growing, trying to be better.
It's a message that goes beyond just Christians, I think.
I agree.
It's about finding your purpose, accepting yourself, living your values.
Exactly. Something we can all connect with.
No matter what you believe.
And, you know, her story reminds us.
Of what?
That even when things feel messed up.
Yeah. The world's a crazy place sometimes.
There's still hope. There's still good.
And people want to connect.
They do. They want to belong.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive,
mm-hmm.
what's the one thing you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I think Sadie's journey shows us
yeah.
that being authentic, being resilient, having faith.
It all matters.
It does. And that you can be successful and still stay true to yourself.
Oh, and that real influence, it comes from connecting with people.
Like real people.
On a human level, yeah.
That's it.
Perfectly said.
Thanks.
Sadie Robertson Huff, her story reminds us that we all have a platform, big or small.
And we can use it to make a difference.
A positive difference.
It's a choice we make every day.
And like we saw with Sadie, it can have a big impact.
A ripple effect, inspiring others.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Into the world of Sadie Robertson Huff.
It's been fun.
We hope you found it insightful, inspiring.
Definitely.
And until next time.
Keep learning. Keep using your voice.
To make the world a better place.
That's what it's all about.